Okay? Even though
it was a vacation.
Pain was not invited.
That should not happen to people on vacation.
Sharp.
Excruciating
pain.
I thought I was dying.
It didn't make any sense
that I could be relaxing
on vacation
and feel that level of pain.
This really happened to me.
This keeps happening to me.
And it's really annoying.
And it's troublesome.
And I used to worry about it.
Now it just bugs me.
And I want to forgive
all the doctors,
all the x-ray technicians,
our medical community,
our science community,
for not being able to figure it out.
It's like insult on top of injury.
How can I have excruciating pain
and not one single explanation?
That's just mean.
And I feel picked on.
And I feel bullied.
And I feel unable
to protect myself.
Because there's no warning.
I don't know when it's going to happen.
It's like some creepy thing
hiding within me.
And whenever it darn well feels like it,
it hurts me.
Bad.
How can I feel safe?
In this physical body,
when excruciating pain
can happen at any time.
And they checked me out.
There's nothing hiding in there.
Yes, there is.
I'm not making it up.
It really is true.
It really is excruciating.
I couldn't imagine that level of pain.
It would be impossible to imagine
that level of pain.
This really happens to me.
I don't like it.
This really happens to me.
I don't like it at all.
And sometimes I wonder
what it is within me
that doesn't like me
and is so mean to me.
I really feel bullied.
Picked on.
Powerless.
And it blindsides me.
It's so unexpected.
I can't tie it to a food,
a temperature,
a thought,
anything.
It blindsides me.
Any shock
from excruciating pain
that I'm storing in my body,
I'd like to release now.
I can't release it.
It could happen again.
At any time.
It could just attack me.
At any moment.
I don't know when.
This could really happen again.
I want to release
all emotional trauma
from excruciating pain
that I'm storing in my cells,
in my muscles,
in my organs,
anywhere in my body.
All pain,
I'm storing in my body.
What side is your appendix on?
The right.
What's on the left side? Have you ever had any surgery?
Yeah, I've had my appendix out.
Oh, that's who's talking. Okay. Even though. Apparently I'm on the wrong side, though.
Even though they removed my appendix.
And my body has memory of it.
And it was really traumatic.
They cut me.
And my body didn't like it.
And any and all pain
I had before surgery,
after surgery,
during surgery,
even if I don't remember it,
my body experienced it.
Intense pain.
Intense fear.
Surgery is frightening.
Trusting a bunch of people,
behind masks,
to do whatever they're going to do,
and you don't get to watch.
It wasn't a pleasant experience.
You were pretty young, right?
Five.
Yeah, okay.
This big scary thing.
And I don't know why they wear masks. And I don't really like it. And my mommy isn't coming with me. And they want me to be a big girl. And I'm just cold. And I'm really afraid. And I just want to go home.
I just want to go home.
I don't like it here.
I don't like what they're doing.
I don't like the way they talk. Because I don't understand it all.
I don't like pain.
I don't like this at all.
I want to go home.
It doesn't feel safe to be me.
Any and all
trauma I'm holding
as a 5-year-old
with frightening excruciating
surgical
and appendix pain,
recovery pain.
I'm seeking healing now.
And all the fear
and frustration
and discomfort
of any and all grown-ups around me,
whatever I perceived from that,
I'd like to let it go now.
This happened to my 5-year-old body.
It was really, really frightening.
I felt really, really small.
I couldn't even enjoy
the bed rolling around.
It was just too frightening.
And no matter what they say,
I'm afraid,
and I just want to go home.
I don't want the pain.
I don't want to be here alone.
I don't like how cold it is.
I don't like how big they look.
I don't like how little I feel.
I don't like everyone talking
when I can't understand what they're saying.
This really happened to me.
It really was scary.
It really was painful.
Any memory I'm holding
from this 5-year-old experience,
any energy I picked up
from any other people having surgery,
I'm seeking healing now
for all of us,
for every frightened 5-year-old
that just wants to go home.
This body.
It is traumatic
to give up an organ.
It is traumatic.
This really did happen.
And it really did freak me out.
And it really is over.
And it really is safe to be me.
It really is safe to be me.
And I deeply
and completely
want to love and accept this body.
Just as it is.
All fear.
All trauma.
That I've been storing in my belly.
I want to let it go now.
I deeply
and completely
seek to comfort
that frightened 5-year-old.
It really happened.
It really is over now.
I really am safe.
Okay, big deep breath. Did you have any memories or pictures or anything come up?
Mm-hmm. I have some pictures.
Okay, what's the bully part?
You're so powerless, you know. And when they put me to sleep, it was like I was going someplace that was too scary, you know. And I can remember I thought my head was floating around in a black pool like the tar pit. And that's all there was just my head, and I was screaming because I was not happy.
Okay. Everything I felt.
Everything I saw.
Everything I heard.
All that fear in my little voice.
And it's like they can't hear me.
And I'm screaming and screaming.
And nobody fixed it.
And I was really afraid
that they were losing me.
I was losing me.
And I didn't know what it meant.
And it was dark
and thick
and black.
And I was scared.
To death.
Any fear
I'm storing in my belly,
I'm seeking healing now.
I'm seeking healing now.
And all that screaming,
hurt my belly.
Hurt by my appendix. And I didn't know where my head was.
And I had no words.
And no experience.
To deal with this level of fear.
And this level of pain.
And
no matter what they say.
I don't understand
why they would do this to me.
It's just wrong.
And I feel so small.
And so powerless.
And so unheard.
This really happened to me.
I'm seeking healing now.
Not just for me.
But for every child.
Who's had to go to a hospital.
For anything.
I'm seeking healing.
For all the times.
People couldn't hear me.
People didn't help me.
People didn't explain to me
in a way that made sense.
I'm seeking to forgive
everybody in my life
that has not
helped me feel safe,
heard,
protected.
It's true.
So many times,
I felt
afraid,
even if I couldn't define it.
I really want to let that go now.
I want to feel safe being me.
I want to feel safe being me.
This really did happen.
Actually, more than once.
It just changed
the situation.
But I have felt this powerless,
this frightened,
this unheard,
more than once.
And I want to love and accept me
anyway.
Okay, big deep breath.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Any